Vayhi b'shalach paro asom. V'nocham elokim derech eretz plishtim ki karovu. The easiest way to go from Egypt to Eretz Yisrael is to go up along the coast. Derech Eretz Plishtim. Hashem Baruch Hu didn't do that. Ki karov hu. It was too close. It's an incredible mechilta. Mechilta says like this, I've quoted it many times. Mechilta says, He didn't take them in the simple way up along the coast. Now, up along the coast has two advantages. Advantage number one, it's short. You can go like this, why do you have to come like this? Another advantage, it's not a midbar always. Partly midbar, partly not midbar. Many oases along the coast. Lo hevin HaKadosh Baruch Hu derech pshuto l'Eretz Yisrael, ela derech ha-midbar. Through the midbar. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Im ani mevi achshav es Yisrael l'Eretz, if I bring them immediately in, they left first day Pesach, they'll come 2 weeks later. Miyad machzikim odem b'sodehu odem b'karma. This one will take his field. This one will take his vineyard. V'heim b'teilim min ha-Torah. They won't learn Torah. Elo akifim b'amidbar aboim shono. Sheyu ochimon v'shosim mei be'er. Ha-Torah nivleles b'gufon. What will I do? I'll take them in the midbar for 40 years, and they're going to subsist on mon and mayim min habeir, miraculous water, and the Torah will nivleles beguf and be absorbed in every part of their body. Mikan hoy Reb Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Reb Shimon ben Yochai said because of this. He took it a step further. Lo nitna ha-Torah l'drosh el lo'ochle mon. Shovim lehem ochle truma. The only way you can be zocha to Torah is with the ochle mon. Now, an amazing medrash, an amazing mechilta, Rabbi Shmuel. And this is Rabbi Shmuel, and he's quoting his opposite, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, as well. But even Rabbi Shmuel, it's a machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Exactly the focus in life on Parnos and Divrei Torah. But Rabbi Shmuel is saying a very deep idea. Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim. A whole different world. True, on Shabbos they used to have the Megillahs, but their whole identity, their whole mentality was Mitzrayim. Then a year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted them up to an unbelievable madrega of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, they saw all the Avodah Zorahs destroyed. But still, something that's a deep part of one's psychology takes a while to root it out. Now, how do you root it out? By Nisim v'Niflos, they were surrounded by Nisim v'Niflos. Unbelievable Nisim v'Niflos. There's no period of history that there were so many Nisim and Nifloos. Just the year of Esam Makos, Dam, Tzvadeya, Kinyan, and finally Makos Bechoros, and then everything. But it's not enough. In order for a person to absorb all the lessons of the Torah, he has to sit and learn nonstop for a certain period of time. Now, how long it was going to be? That depends on how long it took to get Mitzrayim out of their being. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do it in 2 years. 2 years in the Midbar, eating man, drinking mayim and abe'er, learning Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. And then all of a sudden, what happens? The Meraglim. The Meraglim were, it's an amazing story. Sometimes difficult to understand. The Meraglim, on the one hand, were part of Klal Yisrael. They had seen all the Gilui Shechina and all the Nisim. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm taking you into Eretz Yisrael and I'm going to make sure. You saw how I can do Nisim. You know, saw how I am not limited. But deep down, they didn't have that confidence. They're nervous. Can we do it? That means, even after 2 years, 2 plus 1 year of unbelievable Nisim, but to make that a deep part of their being, they couldn't. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, okay, 40 years in the Midbar is going to take you to do that. So what did they do for 40 years? They played chess all day. What did they do for 40 years? What did they do for 40 years? If you take a look at the Rambam and the Hakdama of the Rambam to Mishnah Torah, very simple. They got up in the morning and they had a shir from Moshe Rabbeinu. And they had a chazor shir. And a chazor shir. And a chazor shir. They had 4 shirim a day. Just imagine that. And then they had to chazor by themselves the rest of the time. Day after day after day after day for 40 years. Why? Our Torah nivlelis beguf, and it went through their whole being. Their whole metzius was told. Now, Parshas B'Shalach has certain other things. There's a lot in Parshas B'Shalach about Limud HaTorah. This Chazal saw it there. Vayasa Moshe Sisrael Meyamsuf. Interesting Mechilta. So what happens? Moshe Rabbeinu made them leave Yamsuf. Why? They thought there's going to be more and more money coming up. Vayetzil Midbar Shur. There's no mayim. So, and it says, Shom Som Lo Choku Mishpot Vishom Nisohu. What does that mean? If you take a look in the Mechilta, Hilta says, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to pull him away from Yom Suf? For a very, very simple reason. They saw all the whole Egyptian army dead on Yom Suf. They said, okay, it's safe to go back to Mitzrayim. All the people who persecuted us are dead. No, we're going ahead. And human beings are very, very subtle. They went ahead. Moshe said, no, we're not going back to Mitzrayim. That's finished. Ki kasher yisim es Mitzrayim hayom lo siv l'rozo odad olam. No, we're not going back to Mitzrayim. We're going full speed ahead. And then they went into the Midbar. And they went into the Midbar. Lech lecha acharai b'midbar b'eretz lo zeruah, in a total desolate Midbar. Then he said, wait a second, let's go up the coast. No. Kosh Baruch Hu said, derech ha-Midbar, it's deep into the Midbar. And then what happened? Vayechu shlosh yomim b'midbar v'lo motzumayim. Velomotsumayim says the Michilt Divrei Torah Shanim Shulamayim. Minayin Shanim Shulamayim Shanim Ahoy called some Lachulamayim. Very, very strange. How do I know Torah is like Mayim? Because the Pasuk says, if you're thirsty, drink water. Maybe that means Mayim is water. That's why it says, if you're thirsty, drink water. I'll say, if you should portion with the Vetor Shloshes Yomim. They were not learning Torah for 3 days. They were thirsty. The Chaim Mordu. Therefore, they rebelled against the Kodesh Baruch. So, how does the Mechilt understand these psukim? And they didn't have Torah, and that's why they made a merit against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they were thirsty for Torah. What are we going to drink? So Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, "Hayolahem Yisrael imalach b'gadol shabem tchila." Why do they complain? Why do they scream? Should go to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, we have a problem. How are we going to solve the problem? We're here in the Midbar. You brought us here. So what are we doing about water? No. A complaint. Vaylonu om amoshelam. Vayitzak al Hashem, and he did a whole nes. So, what's Michilta trying to tell us? Michilta's trying to tell us a very deep idea. Actually, we say it every day. Nuvelitzium. Problem with davening is people daven either don't pay attention to what they say, or they're so busy in dveikus, they also don't pay attention to what they say. Let's just read the words. Say in the end of the world, sin. Baruch Elokeinu, Shebronu Lechvodo, Lona Merat Tovim, Nosan Lona Torah Semes. Gave a Torah that's true. Chai Olam, Nota Besochenu. Hu Yiftach Libeinu Besoroso. He will open our lave, our mind, our hearts to his Torah. V'yotzen B'libeinu Ahavoso V'yeroso. So what comes first? What comes first is Yiftach libeinu b'soroso, Yosem libeinu havoso v'yeroso. Limra Torah is what brings me to Ahava and Yira. Once I had learned Torah, I come to Ahava and Yira. So what is? Lasos ritzono b'leiv of sholem. Then we can fulfill his will with a full heart. L'man lo niga l'arik, so we shouldn't work for nothing. Nele l'abehola, and we couldn't give birth to confusion. This is what we say every day. What are we saying? In order to make the keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Av and Yira, there's something that has to come first. It's Limud HaTorah. Without Limud HaTorah, you're not going to get to Av and Yira. You're not going to get to any real Keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 3 days they went without Torah, so their whole attitude changed. Their whole attitude was a simple attitude. What? We're complaining. What's happening? This. had they been learning Torah and felt connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they wouldn't be complaining. They would have sat down with Moshe Rabbeinu and asked him, what's what? And Chazal tell us, Moshe Rabbeinu realized that the source of their problem was they hadn't been learning Torah. So, what did he do? Olokach eskinu lahem anevim v'azakenim shiukorim b'torah b'shabbos b'sheni u'b'chamishi. The Kriyas HaTorah we have, Shabbos Mincha, Monday and Thursday, was made there in Mara, Gemara Megillah, Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu realized a Jew goes 3 days without learning Torah, he yet becomes disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Korim b'Shabbos, nafsikim, we stop Echa b'Shabbos. And b'Sheni we read, we take off Shlishi Revi, Chamishi we read, and we come back on Shabbos. Without Limud HaTorah, the whole keshev with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is lost. And the Chilt in the beginning tells us a very interesting idea. The Chilt in the beginning tells us that in order for them to lead proper Torah lives when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they had to take off a certain period of time to be totally immersed in Torah, so the Torah become a part of their very being. It was in their blood. And when Torah becomes absorbed into your being and your blood, and that is who you are. So then you can go to your Sada, you can go to your Kerem and remain a Ben Torah. But if you don't reach a point where Torah is Nifl B'Evorim, where it gets absorbed in your limbs and in your blood and your bones, then when you go out to your Sada and your Kerem, you don't remain a connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, with the Torah. You go 3 days without Limud HaTorah, you become disconnected from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And so what happened there in Mara? Choku Mishpah for some Nitohu. He gave him many parshas of the Torah. What does Rashi say he gave them there? Mora notzal mikshut parsha shal haTorah shiyus askubahem Shabbos uporo aduma v'dinim. He gave him all the Hilchos Shabbos then, poro aduma and dinim, all the Choshen Mishpah. Why? Poro aduma is nothing they were going to do. Nothing they were going to do. Shiyus askubah. Just being osek in Torah, connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not being old in Torah separates you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yiftach libeinu basaroso, yosem belibeinu avoso v'yiroso. Now, at the end of the parsha, we have Rafidim. Vayyovo amolek, vayyilochem Yisrael berafidim. So it says Rashi, why does it say Berafidim? Sherofu Atzmon B'Divrei Torah. That means, Kadosh Baruch Hu had said, I want you to stay connected to me. Remember, these are people who are surrounded by an honor, covered in Omer, Eishon, and Onon, that eating mon, drinking mayim and aber. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't care what's happening all around you. All these wild, crazy nisim happening. Because after a while, you get used to it. It becomes part of normal life. And you can forget that it's all a malami derech hateva. It becomes a new derech hateva. Even under that circumstance, to stay connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, 3 days can't pass, you don't learn Torah. Rafu atzmi divrei Torah. They didn't take it that seriously. Don't say they didn't learn. They didn't take it that seriously. Miyad vayav Amalek. That means Klal Yisrael's connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what kept them going on a certain madrega. They projected HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People were afraid of them. But the moment Rafu Atzmi v'divrei Torah, Rafu Atzmi v'divrei Torah, at that very point, so they're not projecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not as connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amalek can move in. All these three things, the beginning of Bashalach, the middle of Bashalach, the end of Bashalach, is telling us one thing. And what it's telling us is a very simple idea. There are two ways of going through life. There's a way of going through life where the Jewish religion is nice. You take care of it maybe in the morning. Sometime in the afternoon you have a mincha, take care of it at night. Maybe even have a daf yomi for an hour somewhere. For the rest of the day it has nothing to do with me. I'm disconnected from Torah, I'm disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm disconnected from the religion, I'm disconnected from everything. That is one way of going through life. It's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to happen when they came to Eretz Yisrael. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted? That Torah should be part of their very being the whole day. You can be in your field, you can be in your vineyard, you can be in your business, you can be in your profession, you can be wherever you are. But Torah has to be part of you the whole time. That is who you are. And unless Limud HaTorah is a central part of your life, it's not going to happen. And it's in two stages. One stage of life, it's totally shakua, single-mindedly involved in Torah. Single-mindedly involved in Torah. On an ongoing basis, you wake up in the morning, it's Torah, you go to sleep in the night, it's Torah, in the middle of the day, it's Torah, it's very good. You don't care about the Super Bowl, you don't care about anything. You are Torah. Or there's life, and you take off time from life for a little Torah here and there. Make a lot of Torah here and there. But that's not what life's all about. That's why when we go to sleep at night, what do we say? Ki heim chayin. This is our life. Torah is our life. It's not secondary to life. That is life. And that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that defines us who we are as Jewish people. It means we're not just goyim who happen to not eat this and not eat that. It's a whole different world. We're Jews who are metzias, and our whole identity is our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that can only be gotten through Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is not secondary to life, it is life. And that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them in the Midbar with no, the Mon and the Mayim had two functions. First of all, they didn't have to worry about anything. They just focus on Torah all day. Number one. Number two, to realize that Parnosa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Later on, at the end, when they're finishing with the Mon and the Mayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kachs and Senes Mon, remember where your Parnosa comes from. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We live in a very strange world today. When a person goes out to make parnasa, he can say, okay, I'm doing what I'm doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or he can understand that parnasa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who feels connected his entire life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wherever he goes, whatever he does, he projects HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is who he is. He can't cheat, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. And you expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you parnasa when you violate everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu says? A person who does it, who in business doesn't fulfill the Shulchan Aruch, is saying, I don't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu has anything to do with my parnasa. We expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you parnasa when you go against what he says. But I need it for parnasa. Yeah. That's being a Ben Torah. Ben Torah means you carry HaKadosh Baruch Hu with you. And the Torah with you throughout life at every stage. That's the definition of a Ben Torah. Ben Torah has nothing to do with what hat you wear, what shoes you wear, what tie you wear, what shirt you wear. Something very internal to a person. He carries Torah with him, Kadosh Baruch Hu with him, at each stage of life. And the way to do it, Parshas B'Shalach says, is for a certain period of your life, if you're Zocha, to be shifted to Yivetz Hashem Kol Yimei Chayei Hinei Matov Manoi. It's wonderful. And if you're not, so then Torah has to be with you your whole life. And it has to, at this point of life, you have to be Ad Shator Nivlo Be'Avorim. It has to seep through every bone of your body, every piece of flesh and blood, till that is you. And then you're going to be able to carry it through the rest of your life when you, with an ongoing serious Limudat Torah. Klal Yisrael are preparing for normal life. They're preparing with Divrei Torah. And the whole story is so shayach to every one of us. You have to understand, Limudat Torah is not peripheral to life. It is our life. Because it's the only way we connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.